I'm going to dive into the politics and the issues early on in this week. And I'm going to get to other stuff later. Now, if you watch this on Twitch, then you get all these live while I'm doing them, and you can watch them all early. If you can watch this choppy video of me with the same audio. If you're anxious to see what's Jesse going to say in the podcast tomorrow, I stagger it out for the podcast episodes because, you know, people are busy and they want a slow, steady stream. Your healthy 10 minutes of Jesse addiction for the day. Hopefully you get to Friday and you're doing something else. But I was late this week because I did everything all on time. I did the whole podcast on time, and I had done it with the microphone turned off. I need to be doing proper audio checks and just checking that stuff at the beginning, but typically it's not a problem for me. Anyhow, but I want to say this. I've been using Manjaro, which is it's a more stable version of Arch Linux. I don't use it because I'm an idiot. A lot of people say, you know, Manjaro is an ancient African word, meaning I can't install Arch Linux. It's all the awesomeness of Arch Linux, the super hard, super awesome Linux version, which is just amazing. But Manjaro is more stable, and it's duplicatable. You can encourage more humans to install Linux on their computers by giving them Manjaro, and it's less likely to crash. Anyhow, I love it. I don't have the technical problems that I did when I was using Ubuntu. I run all the same computer programs, but they run better. I'm now switching over to Arch for my web servers also. I don't know what it is, but it seems that the Ubuntu guys have this company vision that they want to focus on things that's not where they make their money and it's not what the world needs. They want to improve products that are already awesome run by other people. And they want to create a new tool that they think is important. And even though it's not ready for the world to use yet, they want to force people to use it before it's ready. And I just explained that so that even if you don't know anything all about computer code, you understand. Ubuntu's done a lot of help in the world, but their priorities are focused on all the wrong things. This is something that I've been dealing with this week. Even when I was up at 4:30 in the morning at the skate park, I'm looking at this tree and it's this beautiful tree. I mean, it almost looks like one of the weirwood trees out of Game of Thrones. I mean, it was branching out from the ground in several directions, but it had several branches cut off. And I'm sitting there going, you know, when that branch grew out, that tree did a lot of work. It focused on a lot of details. It grew little branches. It grew big branches. It grew leaves. And then what eventually happens is it's gone. Just dead. Someone just cut it off. It's like, was that a waste? Well, no, it wasn't, because the tree was practicing how to grow. And when it got cut off, the tree didn't get angry and go file a lawsuit to get the branch reinstalled. It went off and took all that growing energy and put it everywhere else in the tree. And the whole rest of the tree grew faster. And it also, it was no longer in a dangerous place. You can't have, you know, trees in a park, I suppose. Can't have branches going just any old place. Ugh, I'm tired because it's late at night. Pardon my yawn. Well, I'm doing this live, so I can't hit the yawn switch. So I'm, you know, this week, I don't want to go into the long, complicated version, but I'm gonna give my smooth over. I'm gonna smooth over the lumpy butter on the bread and bring us up to speed and just pardon me. I'm gonna blast through what happened with the election drama. My take on this. Everybody's wrong and everybody's right. What were Republicans supposed to do? They were darned if they did and darned if they didn't. If the Republicans had listened to their base, and not permanently violated trust as they did from their vote, from the Republican voters, then those Republicans at the state legislatures, talking Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, probably Nevada, Georgia, if they had listened to their voters and they had discredited the election results and installed what they wanted, it would, you know, with or without cause, if they'd done that, it would have set a bad precedent. Democrats implement power wherever they can, whenever they can, just because they can. It's called legislating from the bench. A liberal judge is not a judge who votes liberal. A liberal judge is a judge that's liberal in terms of how to judge. You can be liberal with sugar in your coffee. It means you use a lot of sugar. Conservative means you're going to use less. You can be liberal in your theology, which means that you don't mind changing religions while you're talking about any one God. Conservative in theology, a conservative theologian wants to keep talking about the same God and keep sticking to the same truth of the same book. And so a liberal judge will just go ahead and bend the law into whatever the judge wants the law to be, even if it isn't the law. A conservative judge will say, no, I want to stick to the law. It's not about Republican and Democrat, liberal, conservative. It's about judicial liberal and conservative. And liberals, politicians, Democrat voters, and the politicians they elect, they don't follow these X-Man type ethics of giving justice to your enemies. They'll censor the other guy. They'll kick the other guy off social media because they disagree with him. They don't understand. They don't live with this understanding that whatever they do to others will eventually be done to them. And so if Republicans said, well, you've got all this testimony, you've got videos of how the machines work, and we can see in the video that they can do whatever they want with votes, and we've got videos of trucks pulling up, which aren't supposed to pull up, of doors being blocked, which aren't supposed to be blocked. We've got all these videos, we've got testimony, and we've got systems that are being violated. Looks like the election was stolen. So we're going to put in who we want. If Republicans had done that, then the Democrats would do that in every election thereafter, because that's what they do when they put Supreme Court justices in the Supreme Court. So the Republican Party didn't really have a choice. They were going to shoot themselves in the foot, period. So the party's done. There's no excuse for the Republicans being there. But it was the end of the Republican Party. It's not the end of the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party is doing what Democrat voters want them to do. Now, Biden is the properly elected president because the people don't choose. Congress does. U.S. Congress has the final say. About Congress, I wish that congressmen were wearing masks inside the chamber. Something about Democrat congressmen got sick because other Republicans weren't wearing masks. No, wear your mask, but do it under protest if you don't like it. But I'm not afraid of masks. They're overly politicized. Why do people politicize masks? Out on the street, unacceptable. You know, there's way too much clampdown, but just in and of itself, the mask alone, if there wasn't anything else, the mask alone, I don't mind that. But you know what? I'm not in the country. I'm not dealing with all the peripherals. But here's the thing. With everything that's happened, I live in the world of tomorrow. And I look at history and see how things are going to move forward. I was not anticipating an election grab this big. I wasn't anticipating storming into the Capitol. Not yet. Not now. This is not what tomorrow was supposed to look like. This is what next week was going to look like. And there's manipulation going on behind the scenes. People are, some powerful people somewhere are trying to get what they want. And the result is that history has skipped a chapter. And not an alternate timeline, but a lot of decay in society and progress, I suppose, too, has happened a lot quicker than it normally would have. And so if we're going to do that, then I'm going to go a month into the future and focus on Jubilee. And I'm going to keep my positive, happy thoughts there. And I will see you tomorrow.